We are a few weeks in to the new year. You've had a few weeks to go after these goals, but you're probably starting to feel a little overwhelmed, maybe a little less motivated to keep going and chucking along towards these goals. And you probably looked at a lot of people online saying, oh, you need this like perfect morning routine where you get up at 5 a.m. and do yoga and drink green juice and meditate for 4 hours, like all that kind of crazy stuff. It just seems like a heavy lift. It takes a lot of time. Maybe it's actually not resulting in you feeling like you're making progress and feeling that motivation and determination to achieve all these goals you set for yourself. I'm going to give you 4 simple habits that I have implemented into my work and life and businesses over the years that when I do them, and I'm not perfect at this, but when I do these things, y'all, the outcomes are amazing. And this is something I've actually been doing the last several weeks since the start of the new year. You may have noticed I've been actually posting here on YouTube and on the podcast and things. I'm feeling very good. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. But I'm feeling good about the progress that I'm making. And it's largely due to these 4 simple habits. I want you to take what might work for you and leave what you don't think would work at all, but maybe be open to trying a few of them or all of them and see if it works for you. All right, let's get started. So the first habit really relies on understanding 2 human elements that are universal. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are in the world, these are truths to how we operate. There's physics involved. Just hear me out. So the one is inertia. An object in motion will stay in motion. So if you are getting started with something, either in this exact moment or a larger project that you're motivated for, then you are likely to keep moving forward with it because you are in motion. That is like classic law of physics. Another component of this is that there's something about our brains as humans. When we open a loop, if we start something, we have to finish it. We have to close that loop. We have to bridge that gap. And how can we combine these things into an actual habit that we can apply to our lives and our daily routines? I call it the setup method. I try to trick my brain into thinking that I never stopped progressing. That idea of inertia, I'm working on this video or I'm editing a podcast or I'm reaching out to potential clients or whatever your thing is that you're doing, I will trick my brain into thinking I never stopped, and I'll use the setup method so that the next day my brain will think, oh, we're just continuing on that process. And because my brain wants to close that loop, it's a lot easier the next day to get started. Because if you've experienced this, I know I have, there's that moment where it's like, oh, getting started, like sitting down to the computer or at the knitting table. Is there such a thing as a knitting table? Anyway, sitting down at that thing that you really want to work on, and you're like, oh, I just got to get started. The setup method allows you to get those first few moments of that process done first. And then the next time you sit down to get going, the hard stuff's already done. The stuff that gives you a lot of resistance is already done. Example for this is when the days that I know that I'm going to be editing a video, I will, the night before I go to bed, like literally I will like brush my teeth, come in here in my office, and I will pull up my editing software. I will dump in all the footage and audio files, whatever I need, into the timeline, and I leave it right there, front and center. It's the first thing I see when I wake up my computer the next day. And so when it's time for me to edit and I've allocated that time for myself, then I know that, oh, I've already done the hard part. I've already put the files in the thing and I can just keep going. And so my brain thinks, oh, we're still in motion. And also my brain wants to finish the project that I've already started. I use the setup method all the time. I do get up quite early and go to yoga. I know I made fun of that before, but I love doing it. But one of the things that makes it easy for me to make that happen is that every night, again, when I'm getting ready for bed, I go and I put my yoga clothes on the counter in the bathroom. Think about how you could find those first couple steps in anything that you're trying to make progress on, and how you can set it up the night before, a few hours before. It doesn't always have to be a different day. Just think about how you can apply this principle and this habit to your life. Habit number 2. If you're anything like me, you have 5 million ideas and things going on in your brain any given moment of any given day. And it can be very overwhelming because I know that I've already set my priorities. I already have my setup method going. I have my Asana, my 12-week year outlined, and I know what are the priorities. I've realized that I have to manage all of those thoughts and all those things going through my brain. Otherwise, I won't get anything important to me actually accomplished. David Allen has a great quote, and he says, your brain should be used for thinking about things, not thinking of things. The idea here is that if you're like, oh, I gotta go pick up the dry cleaning, and oh, that would be a really cool product idea, or hey, I should do a podcast episode about this, all the different things that might come into your mind at any given moment. I've created a place where all of those just get dumped into one centralized location, and I can always go back to it whenever I have the capacity to start thinking about it. But the key here is that whenever I brain dump this into my secret space, which I will tell you where it goes, once I brain dump that, I have to attach it to time. And so even though I may not be ready to post that podcast episode, or I may not be ready to launch that project, or I don't have time today to go to the dry cleaner, I still make sure that I put it in a place where it's attached to time, and I have to process it when that date or that time arrives. So what I've done inside my Asana, y'all know I love Asana, I call it my brain dump dashboard. And this is the thing where on the go, I can get into the app on my phone. Obviously, if I'm my computer, my Asana is always up, so it's right there for me at my fingertips. If it just pops into my head, I go to my dashboard and I type it in as a task, and then I give it a date. So if I don't know exactly when it's supposed to happen, I'll assign it a time in the future as close to what's real as I possibly can. So if I know that this summer we want to go to a KC Current game, which is our local women's soccer team, I don't really know when the season is. I don't have time to look any of that up, but I know that they play in the summer. So I'd probably go May 1st, look up KC Current tickets. And that's just in the future, and future Brooke can worry about that. And so when that month comes and I'm planning for my month and my weeks, everything for May, then I'll be like, oh, I do need to do that. And then I can put it on a more granular time. Saturday morning, I need to sit down with Zach and we need to figure out which game we really need to go to. My brain dump dashboard is the place that I just push all of this craziness in my brain all the time. And it can be work stuff, it can be business stuff, side hustle stuff, it can be personal things, obviously, and it all goes in one place. And then my brain is freer to be creative and think about new ideas and just, you know, has that capacity to create content here on YouTube and work on my side hustles and connect with friends. And I'm not thinking about all this stuff going on in my brain. My third habit sounds a little psychotic sometimes when I think about it or I say it out loud, but just hear me out. Is every day I have a date with my Asana, and I make sure that I sit down, I look at the full week, obviously my full day, I triage and look at what's on my plate, what I've planned for, what's realistic, what's not. And I make sure that every single day I'm sitting down and focusing on the things that I've said are important. Past Brooke said, hey, this thing is important this particular week or this month. And now present Brooke has to go and actually deal with it and do the things. One of the other things that I've gotten back into the last couple of weeks, I've started every single day writing out my goals in a notebook. I just have a plain old notebook from Walmart or whatever. I have four key, like, top line goals that I want to achieve for the year. And I write each of them out 5 or 10 times, like over and over again. Because I think there's just something powerful about putting your priorities and the things you want to achieve just like front and center every single morning. So what I do is I get up, I get dressed for yoga, I have enough time to sit down, drink some water, and I just sit there at the dining room table and write my goals. I'm like literally like in the dark writing this out. It feels a little crazy when I say it out loud. I'm like, oh, are they going to think I'm crazy? But I promise you, it feels so good. And then I go into my day, I go to yoga or go to the gym, or I'm focused. I'm laser focused on the things I know are important to me. And so then when I'm sitting down with my Asana, and I'm triaging and looking at the tasks and things at hand for the week and the day, my goals are so top of mind that I can immediately cut things and be like, that is not important. I thought it was, that is not important. I'm pushing it off to a future date and future Brooke can worry about it, but it doesn't help me at my goals right now. Even just for 5-10 minutes. It doesn't have to be this long drawn out thing. I'm not saying, oh, you gotta have candles and a green juice and your matcha, whatever. I don't know, none of that stuff. Just sit down with your plain Jane notebook, write it down, and then look at your plan for the day and the week and start prioritizing making things happen. Another component to this is that time equals reality. And so I know that if I just say, hey, I'm going to do this thing in the future, oh, sometime on Thursday or sometime on Sunday, I will go do the thing. If I don't assign it an actual time, it is less likely that I will actually do it. So I try to be pretty militant, or strict is a better word, strict with myself about making sure whatever my priorities are for that particular day or week, I put it in my calendar, if I'm using Google Calendar, or I will actually assign it a time in Asana, which you can also do. If I go back to some of my other habits, for instance, I will look at those tasks the night before, the day before, and I'll like, okay, how am I going to make that easier? And I'll use my setup methods. All of these habits flow and support one another. Incredibly powerful to make sure that you attach your priorities to time, and they are much more likely to get accomplished. Something I've actually adopted a long time ago when I first started my first company and I left my job to start my tech startup. And I had all these big results I wanted to see and outcomes I wanted to see with this business. But in those early days, it was very overwhelming, all the things that had to get done. So I knew that the only way I was going to be able to manage it mentally was to focus on what I could actually achieve and the time that I could devote to it. I would call this the 5-hour rule. So I knew that 5 hours a week, I needed to focus on marketing. 5 hours a week, I needed to focus on the tech build of my platform. And so I bucketed out all the key main priorities in these like broader buckets. And I said, okay, each one of these needs to get 5 hours a week. And that's what I needed, just like chug along, make these things happen for 5 hours. Obviously, you may not be working on a project full time every day, but if you're even working on a side hustle like I'm doing now, obviously I have a full time job. We've talked about that in the past. I'm reviving my original business, Insight Study Abroad, all these things that I've got going on. And so right now I just have this rule that those projects get 5 hours. And so when I'm sitting down to plan my weeks and my days, I make sure that I have allocated those 5 hours every single week. So whether it's right after yoga, I come and sit down and work for an hour, or it's right after I finish work in the afternoons, like I am right now, for instance. I just finished my day job. So I was like, there's good light. Let's record a video. I just make sure that I allocate those times. For me, it's mostly on the weekends or early in the morning. That's when I work best. Those 5 hours and just putting in the reps day after day, week after week, that is going to help you see results that you're hoping for much faster than if you're just constantly focused on, oh, I need this many subscribers, and I need this many downloads, I need this many buyers and customers or what have you, whatever your metrics are. Focus on the reps. How many reps can I get in this instance? How many hours can I put in of just focused effort, deep work on the projects that matter the most to me? And I think that these four habits in the various levels of success I've had, whether growing my career or building businesses or now growing my side hustle or even all the projects I have going on in my day job, these principles have really helped me focus on the things that matter the most and push away the things that are just extraneous, frivolous, they seem nice, but they aren't actually mission critical. Focus on the things that actually move the needle. If you want to learn how I prioritize my goals and how I use Asana to focus on quarterly planning in my 12-week year, go over here and watch this video next, and you'll see all my goals for this 12 weeks, what I've been working on. I'll be back in a few weeks to give you an update on that. See you then. Bye.